Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Expired ingredients, mold and bacteria contamination, and falsified records. These allegations and more are laid out in a 131-count indictment against 14 owners and workers at the now-closed New England Compounding Center in Framingham. The company is blamed for causing a deadly national meningitis outbreak in 2012 that killed dozens and sickened hundreds of people. Two of the key players facing murder charges will be back in court today. To talk about these arrests from the victim's point of view, we're joined this morning by Boston attorney Kimberly Dougherty. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let me ask you first off, I understand some of your clients died before seeing these arrests, one quite recently. Tell us more about what happened to them.
Yes, we represent about 100 individuals across the country who have lost loved ones or are continuing to suffer with fungal meningitis and abscesses. A lot of them have faced bankruptcies and problems with being able to pay for their medical expenses. The one who recently passed was really a tragic story. He had come down with fungal meningitis and also an abscess, you know, just in and out of the hospital for 2 years straight, and just recently passed in November. So it's been a tough road for a lot of them.
What's the reaction from your clients to these indictments then?
I think for them, they've all felt a sense of relief. They've been wondering when this was going to happen. They have been suffering for years, knowing there are individuals out there that caused their injuries that were just walking the streets and living their lives as if nothing had happened to them.
Let me get you to respond to one of the defense attorneys, Bruce Single, who's an attorney for the New England Compounding Center co-founder Barry Cadden, says that his client is not guilty.
He's a good person, and he feels deep remorse about a terrible tragedy that occurred. But that doesn't make it a federal crime.
What do you say to that, Attorney Dougherty?
Well, I think the government has set forth in their indictment and in their complaint some allegations that would beg to differ with that. These aren't charges that are made lightly. If they had acted reasonably and if they had acted appropriately, this would have never happened.
The tainted drugs, the tainted steroids, were sent by the New England Compounding Center to clinics nationwide. Do you think that those clinics who then administered those drugs should be held accountable too? Is there litigation pending there, or will there be?
There is, and I absolutely believe that they should have been doing more. They bought from a company that now has its owners being charged with second-degree murder. They did absolutely no due diligence whatsoever before buying these compounded drugs. And there were guidelines that were in place. They weren't regulated by the FDA, but there were guidelines such as visit NECC once unannounced annually. If they had done that, they would have seen the deplorable condition that it was in. They would have found out NECC was not accredited. There would have been tons of red flags.
I imagine you've been asked by patients what they can do to protect themselves. If you do get asked that question, what do you say?
Well, first of all, you have to ask what you're getting from your doctor. If you're getting a compounded drug, it is not approved by the FDA. Patients have to be their own best advocates now and ask what the risks are associated with the procedure, ask what the risks are associated with the drug, ask if it's even entirely necessary. That's what I would recommend to people.
Boston attorney Kimberly Dougherty, who works with a national firm, Janet Jenner & Suggs, representing over 100 victims of the New England Compounding Center's tainted drugs, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate you covering the important story.